Good morning, everyone, and a warm welcome to everyone that's with us today. Please pray for Jane Smith, who is going into hospital for an induction tomorrow, plus the baby's grandparents, Denise and Richard Scorer, and the baby's great-grandmother, Denise Barbara Fielding, who is recovering from an operation. There is also an event on the 3rd of November about improving your listening skills. Please do come along. And we'll hear from Janine.
Hello, me again. Thank you very much to all who brought their boxes in. I'm very pleased, thank you. I would just like to say that next Sunday is the absolute deadline. So if you have your boxes lurking around, please bring them in next Sunday, and we would be very grateful. Thank you.
We join together to worship God. Called by grace, liberated by love, come, let us worship the Lord. We join to sing, Morning Has Broken. Joined to say the psalm. I look to the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help will come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. God will not let you fall. Your protector is always awake. The protector of Israel never dozes or sleeps. The Lord will guard you. God is by your side to protect you. The sun will not hurt you by day, nor the moon during the night. The Lord will protect you from all danger. He will keep you safe. God will protect you as you come and go, now and forevermore. Amen. Have a seat. And let us join to pray. Let us pray. Great God, nothing is more awesome than your terrible humility. Even if we choose to fight you, you let yourself be fought. and though sometimes we are put out of joint, we are not defeated. It has been your way with us from the beginning, and yet somehow we are still surprised that we can come to seek you face to face, as though somehow it was on equal terms, which it clearly is not. And the nearer we come, the more dreadful your humility is, like the dread of the cross. You, God of love, send us on our way with dignity restored. Forgive us for those times when we have come into your presence and forgotten that you are God of love, God who knows us completely, and there are no parts of our lives that are unknown to you. Lord, we are overwhelmed and we worship. Praise and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor and power and might be to our God, forever and ever. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Now, who here can ride a bicycle? Aha, quite a few people. Can you remember how long it took to learn how to ride a bicycle? A long time, probably. Now, if you were a child when you learnt, a grown-up may have held onto the seat until you could balance and wobble off on your own. Were you told not to give up or keep trying? What else do we do over and over again until we get the hang of it? Any ideas? Oh yes, playing a musical instrument. How about driving a car? You've got to be quite good at that, haven't you, really? Now, walking. Now, I have seen little Anna Mason walking around and around the sanctuary with either her mummy or daddy holding onto her hands, and she's learning how to walk, and she's very determined. What about singing? Being in a choir, you have to have loads of rehearsals, don't you? Yeah. And dancing. You hear ghost dancing? I know somebody that goes dancing, yes. And of course, ice skating. It's not as easy as it looks, really. We can be persistent, which means do it again and again, in all kinds of things. Now, later, we're going to learn about someone who was persistent and how it worked out for her. Okay, thank you.
I'm a city on a hill. I am a light in the darkness. Jesus living in me can change the world. Not just me, you understand. Us, up we get. I'm a city on a hill. I am a light in the darkness. Jesus living in me can change the world. I am a city on a hill. I am a light in the darkness. Jesus living in me can change the world. Let your light shine, let your light shine, let your light shine. Let it shine, let your light shine, let the light shine, let your light shine. If God is for me, who can stand against me? Let my light shine, let my light shine, let my light shine. I am a city on a hill. I am a light in the darkness. Jesus living in me can change the world. We are a city on a hill. We are a light in the darkness. Jesus living in us can change the world. Let your light shine, let your light shine, let your light shine. Let it shine, let your light shine, let your light shine, let your light shine. If God is for me, who can stand against me? Let my light shine, let my light shine, let my light shine. Let's do that again. I am a city on a hill. I am a light in the darkness. Jesus living in me can change the world. I am a city on a hill. I am a light in the darkness. Jesus living in me can change the world. Let my light shine, let my light shine, let my light shine. Let it shine, let my light shine, let my light shine, let my light shine. If God is for me, who can stand against me? Let my light shine, let my light shine, let my light shine. We are a city on a hill. We are a light in the darkness. Jesus living in us can change the world. We are a city on a hill. We are light in the darkness. Jesus living in us can change the world. Let my light shine, let my light shine, let my light shine. Let it shine, let my light shine, let my light shine, let my light shine. If God is for me, who can stand against me? Let my light shine, let my light shine, let my light shine. See you later. Yes. It's another person we've all seen get learning how to walk. That's Olivia. Strange story in the long narrative about Jacob. Remember Jacob? Esau stole the birthright, goes off, becomes Israel, him. And here we have him wrestling with who, with what? Jean Thompson will read this passage to us.
That same night, Jacob got up, took his two wives, his two concubines, and his 11 children, and crossed the river Jabbok. After he had sent them across, he also sent across all that he owned, but he stayed behind alone. Then a man came and wrestled with him until just before daybreak. When the man saw that he was not winning the struggle, he struck Jacob on the hip, and it was thrown out of joint. The man said, "Let me go. Daylight is coming." "I won't unless you bless me," Jacob answered. "What is your name?" the man asked. "Jacob," he answered. The man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob. You have struggled with God and with men, and you have won. so your name will be Israel." Jacob said, "Now tell me your name." But he answered, "Why do you want to know my name?" Then he blessed Jacob. Jacob said, "I have seen God face to face, and I am still alive." So he named the place Peniel. The sun rose as Jacob was leaving Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. Amen.
Amen. There are many times that Jesus tells stories that have overtones and themes of things that are found in rabbinic literature, and this is one of those examples. Poor widows, unjust judges, familiar theme. But this story is a challenge to the stereotypes. This widow is a very different. The passage was read to us by Gail Kingham.
Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to teach them that they should always pray and never become discouraged. In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected people, and there was a widow in that same town who kept coming to him and pleading for her rights, saying, "Help me against my opponent." For a long time, the judge refused to act. But at last, he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or respect people is giving me, I will see to it that she gets her rights. If I don't, she will keep on coming and finally wear me out." And the Lord continued, "Listen to what that corrupt judge said. Now will God not judge in favor of his own people who cry to him day and night for help? Will he be slow to help them? I tell you, he will judge in their favor and do it quickly. But will the Son of Man find faith on earth when he comes?"
There's a tendency for some to think of God either as a fierce, mean person who delights in judging and tripping people up, or as a benign, distant, pleasant, polite, elderly uncle. There's a tendency for British people to think that Christianity is about courteous, middle-class values. And praying is no more gut-wrenching than putting out a doily. But both these stories are more bloody and sweaty than that. Wrestling and boxing are not usually pictures that come to mind when we think of our relationship with God and prayer, but they are both the metaphors here. Further, I would like to say to you that unless in your life you have wrestled with God, the truth is that you are not, in all probability, living the whole of the life that God would give you. And what would be worse than getting to the end of your life and realizing that truth? So the strange story in Genesis has Jacob wrestling with God through the night and coming out transformed. But who actually and what is this thing that Jacob is wrestling with? The one that renames him. And what does receiving a blessing mean if at the end of it you limp off? What does that mean? It's a blessing, and yet the outcome is that he limps. If we want a blessing, we want a sort of like a gentle pat, a little stroke on the hair, that'd be lovely. That's a blessing. Nothing that leaves me limping. The story is, those of you who've read more of your Old Testament will remember that it parallels the story of Bethel, where Jacob has run away from his brother after stealing his birthright. And there is a mirroring in the story of Jacob of this parallel going on. So he's got two wives, he's a twin, his property's divided into a two, 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 two. And here we have another two. In the first story, there's no sense of conflict, but there is a conflict here because they're wrestling. The text says, a man wrestled with Jacob all night. But the text also hints that this is not an ordinary man. He appears to want to avoid the daylight in some sort of way of him being some sort of vampire or strange spirit. And he also is capable of wrenching Jacob's hip out of socket. And there's clearly something about him that means that Jacob wants a blessing. The word used for this man, in inverted commas, is Elohim, which in other places is used of God. And at the end of the encounter, Jacob's name is changed. He is someone who has striven and has overcome. His first blessing, he stole from his brother. His second blessing, he has earned. Now he's called Israel. He deserves his blessing, but he limps. He's amazed at what's happened. His joy is there in these words. He's gone through the night. He's had some sort of encounter with God. And now, and the story goes on, he focuses on his reunion with his brother. It's a strange and unclear story with a whole load of different themes. It means we can take it in all sorts of different ways. However, wrestling in the night is something that we know about. That's a familiar theme to us. The story is that even the terrible, the disturbing, the unsettling might actually prove to be a blessing. And if we've never had them, then we have never had the fullness of life. The story that Jesus tells, it's a story that we usually tell as the story of the unjust judge. And it's regularly interpreted as sort of that God is the judge and we are the widow and our job is just to keep badgering God until God will give us what we ask for. That's how it's usually portrayed. But actually that is not what the story is. It's a story that Jesus tells so that we will be diligent in prayer, but it's not because we have to keep on badgering and badgering God. That is not God's nature. This is another one of those stories that is about the complexity of life. The widow was probably not among the poorest in society. The poor don't have time to keep on and on asking for justice. They've got work to do. They've got food that they need to earn. They've got their grueling jobs to get cracking on with. They might shout for justice once, but then life comes along and they can't keep on asking. But she did. She keeps coming back. She expects good treatment. And God is not like this judge. And that is the point of the story, is the contrast between this judge and the nature of God. We do not have to go into God's company crawling on our bellies with flowery phrases and trying to butter God up. That is not how it is. we have to be who we are in God's company, as we are. God's desire is to give, and God's desire is to love us and nurture us, that we would grow. We do, though, have to sometimes wrestle with ourselves to know what do we actually want. What are we actually sorry for? What do we really need help with when it comes to change? And that's not to say that we need to go into a world of giving out the right answers, but the truth. And that's why it's wrestling. If you ask me, I can give you the answer really quickly and easily, the soft pat Christian answers, but the gut-wrenching truth demands more of me. That's why it's wrestling. I've got to work it out, I've got to reflect, I've got to think, is that what I really think? Is that... That's wrestling. And sometimes we do it alone. And if we are blessed, and if we are brave enough, then we will find people that we can share with and do this too. So the tradition in the Old Testament, established in the religion of Judaism, is that the weakest are to be looked after. The ill, the foreigner, remember the foreigner, the child, the widow are to be protected, and they are to be protected in the legal system of the nation. And it is the job of the judges to look after those people. And when that didn't happen, the prophets rage against this. But this judge can't be bothered. He will not advocate for the woman, for this widow. So the original listeners of the story would have thought, oh, here we go, lovely. Story about a widow and an unjust judge. I know how that ends. Like a joke that you've heard many times. Oh, yeah, I know what the punchline is. But Jesus, as is typical of him, takes a familiar theme and then gives it a massive twist. Instead of being a judge who will be noble and speak up for the widow, this man is just not doing it. But God is. The English language tones down this widow. The Greek implies that if she does not get justice from this judge, she will punch him. Literally, she will give him a black eye. Think about that. In the context that Jesus offers about being persistent in prayer, she will literally give him a black eye. Imagine that as a metaphor when you think about praying. Wrestling, boxing. That's what these stories are about. Keeping on going when you are at the end of your tether. That you are prepared to keep on going into the ring. Being who you actually really are with God. Not your polite Sunday self, but who you actually really are with God. And telling God our heart's desires. And telling God our heartfelt thanks. And telling God our deepest sorrows. And knowing that God knows it, but that God's joy is that we have learnt it too. and the encounter will not be always easy, but will be an encounter that fortifies us for the living of a life well, and as Jesus said, life in all its fullness. What do we care about enough to fight for? The danger is too much of our faith is about, Lord, I love you. I love everything about you. I just love you and I love you and love you, and I'm going to do that piece of work and I'm going to be there and I'll do it because I love you, and I'll do it so long as it's not raining. What are we prepared to sweat for? Let us be still and then we will pray. God, who knows us, we are grateful, joyous, help us to know ourselves, and help us to know more of you. And then give us the courage to live our lives well with you beside us. And as we limp day by day, to know that we can lean on you. Thank you. Amen. I'm going to sing Come All You Vagabonds.
Power of grace. Come all and takers, the happy, the sad, and the lost and alone. Come to the feast, where is room at the table. Come, let us meet in this place, where the King of all kindness, who welcomes us in with the wonder of love and the power of grace. The wonder of love and the power of grace. Come self-sufficient with wearied ambition, and come all to fail at the end of the road. Fiery debaters and religion haters, accusers, abusers, the hurt and ignored. Room at the table. Come, let us meet in this place with the King of all kindness, who welcomes us in with the wonder of love and the power of grace. The wonder of love and the power of grace.
I have a number of requests for prayer from the collection outside. Linda, Bruce Gould, and Sarah Gould. Last Sunday evening, we had three people came to join us who are setting up a church in India. They are from the Glorious Fellowship Church in India, and they would ask us to pray for them. Those who have relatives and family in Hong Kong, that's a call for prayer. And to pray for Liam, who has been out of school for months, to pray for his grandmother Connie and his father Nirvana. So let us pray. Lord, we bring before you a world in need of justice. And we hear so many voices clamoring to be heard. The poor, the sick, the bereaved, the ill-treated, our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world who are persecuted. So we pray for those who have family members in Hong Kong, and we pray for peace in that land and for wisdom for its leaders. And we pray for those around the world and in the UK who are setting up new churches. And we particularly pray for the Glorious Fellowship Church in India. Ask for your blessing on them. Pray for those who have not found the right school. And we particularly pray for Liam with his needs, that a school would be found. And we pray for Connie, his grandmother, and for Nirvana, his father. And we pray for Linda, Bruce, and Sarah Gould. You know their needs, we do not. Lord, we pray again that there would be shelter for those who are homeless, that there would be health care for those who are sick, that there would be aid for those who are the poorest, that love would surround those who are bereaved. Our heartfelt prayer is for kingdom values to be established on the earth as they are in heaven. In the tangled web of our mixed motives and the world's messed up selfishness, we pray again, and we will keep on praying. And Lord, help us to be part of the answer. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. For the abundance of your gifts to us, we give you thanks. May we use these gifts for the work of your kingdom, the talents that are ours and the time, and may this money be a symbol that we offer ourselves, Lord Jesus, for the work of your kingdom. Lord, we pray. Amen. We join to sing our final hymn, Love Divine or Love's Excelling.
Thank you. love.
Brothers and sisters, once I've said the grace, the quickest you can get out of the space, the better. We've got an ambulance coming. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God be with us and those who we love, wherever they are. Amen. Out we go, out we go, out we go, as quickly, an ambulance, out. Thank you.